Yo, what's happening, everybody? Welcome back to the Chicken and Kool-Aid podcast. I'm your host, Jerome. We're on season two of the Chicken and Kool-Aid podcast. I think this is volume number nine. I think I may be off. I wanted to talk about something. As you all know, I'm very, very passionate about our community, our people, and our struggles as a whole. And how we are allowing society to transform our minds, devalue in certain scenarios who we are, and remove the small amount of cultural heritage that we do have. And sometimes I look at our community as a floating piece of paper in a traumatic, violent windstorm. We don't have the proper footing. And one example of this is the altercation in Montgomery. And how in Montgomery, Alabama. So let me just let you all know about, even if you haven't watched it, there is a video. There's always a video of, it seems to be a black man that was being attacked by, I would say about six, maybe four to five white people, right? All of a sudden, this black man jumps off the boat. He starts swimming. He came over. And then they end up helping the black man. And, you know, it was over with after that. Now, me being a deep thinker, and I always like to look at things from a power standpoint. And of course, I don't want to get ahead of myself because I want to take my time here. Everybody applauded the video. And it was almost, this is how far removed and disconnected that we've gotten as a people regarding what really matters. And this is the reason why I say that I've said in the past that sometimes our responses are based off of pure emotion, right? And not only our responses, also our actions in our day-to-day lives are based off of sheer emotion. There's no real theory or thought-out process that we have, all right? Before I move forward, I'm going to say this. First off, those people was wrong, and they deserve to get their ass kicked. Right? If they was in the wrong, which according to the video, from what it's looking like, it seems as though that they were. And I don't know who or what they thought was going to happen. Because one thing that everybody realized, and something that they already should have known, is that we're going to respond on something like that. The point of the matter is that we already knew what the outcome was going to be. Right? So really and truly, in actuality, there shouldn't have been no response. Because whenever, this is the only time that solidarity is being practiced amongst Black people. When you see, when there is somebody that don't know somebody, and then all of a sudden, boom, we formulate, demonstrate, and come out victorious. Do y'all see what I'm saying? Do y'all see what I'm saying? See, when it comes down to, and you'll see the same thing with like a riot, a boycott. See, we will stand up in regards to a scenario such as that. Right? But when it's time to get our people on code as a whole, where is the natural reflex? Where is the common goal? Do you understand? We are divided in regards to solidarity and building. But in regards to a racial situation, we own this shit. We want to respond with violence. We want to burn down buildings. We want to do all this bullshit. And as I'm stating, even though in those situations, sometimes it may be granted. Yeah. But it seems to me that that's our line of defense and claim to fame in regards to what's really or what is perceived to be protection of our people. When we know, and if you all listen to my podcast, I talked about the different things. I've talked about these things, the different things that we're going through from even a spiritual level, an economic level, a health level. I've talked about these things. Hell, right now, you could go on TikTok right now. I promise y'all, there are gonna be some Black transgenders out here that's arguing with Black women about periods. It always amazes me. And see, this is what I'm talking about. It always amazes me that these people never, it's some Black woman out there right now that is telling other, that is encouraging other Black girls, instead of having safe sex, to guess what? If you get pregnant, you get an abortion. Oh yeah, there is some Black man out there right now that is saying how important it is to vote, whether it's Republican or Democrat. There is some Black pastor out there right now that is talking to Black men about how important it is to do what? To support your wife. There are some Black women out there. I'm running all of this stuff down, y'all, so that way we can understand and we can really unpack this. There are some Black women out there right now that is telling other black women, other young, impressionable black women not to submit to a black man. And this is the importance of me, right? This is the reason why the Chicken and Kool-Aid podcast exists, because I'm here to tell y'all, if we're not talking about togetherness first, then to hell with all of the other bullshit. If we are not talking about the directive of God, even the God conversation, even our religious conversations have stopped. We are so scattered to where it has gotten to the point to where we even have a different opinion on how to raise our children. We're not moving on one accord. All these other conversations ain't doing nothing but scattering us in 50 to 60 different directions. So now, oh yeah, and another thing, there's some black men that's out here, and I'm just going to keep it real. I've had to sway and sway because I'm listening to the dumb shit too. That's telling you that if a woman has kids, that woman has no value. And I'm like, come on, bro. Are you really saying that? Are you really, really, do you really, really mean that? So now we got another sector of people. Black people right here in the United States. That's divided. But the only time that we could come on one accord, hell, it was a time that we could come on one accord in the club, at least. We can't even go to the club now without people shooting it up. Our communities are under siege by people that look like us. We're inviting the bullshit in. Our kids, our children are getting kidnapped. We're questioning people that have knowledge because guess what they're going to say? And I heard, I don't know, somebody say this, you know what, don't talk to me about being a father if you don't have no kids. Don't talk to me about being a husband if you had never been married. You know, that's some of the dumbest shit I ever heard. And see, this is the problem, right? Because guess what? If we were on code, there wouldn't be any question. People are not dumb. They're not stupid. And whoever that person was, if you knew so much and if everybody else knew so much, then why the hell is everybody messing up? Right. They, like Kanye West say, you don't got all the answers, Sway. You want to know why? Because everybody is only on one accord about one thing. And that's a false idea of power and leadership. We think that if something happens to a black boy out in the street, now we want to go riot. Now we want to go quote unquote protest. Right now we want to try to starve the businesses out by not spending money with them. We're thinking that that's a form of power. But no one has ever came out outside of me, because I've been consistent with this shit and I've been telling everybody, listen, these things are not effective. If you really want some power, if we really want a community, we should not be telling our children or our young people to kill or to have abortions. Numbers matter. This puts a different definition and meaning to Black Lives Matter. Do y'all hear me? Do you see where I'm going with this and how I'm snatching that back? Because guess what? What can we really build off of that moment? It's something that we already knew. I'm from the South. Guess what? Those people thought that they was going, it was going to go another way, but it didn't. I'm from Louisiana, man. Guess what? You ain't going to see too many people cross that color line and not get on no drama, because if they do, they're going all out. And so are we. So I understand in regards to a scenario like that. Right? I understand the way those people responded because they was in Alabama. You understand what I'm saying? I understand it. But is that a win for Black America? Hell no. They ain't no damn win. And whoever thinking it is, you small-minded as hell. Understand what power really means. The real power was when there was a goddamn... Oh, hold on. When the bus system, when there was a Black bus system in Alabama, when there were Black schools, oh, my bad. There are major Black colleges in Alabama. Why aren't we cheering to give donations to them? To build our schools, to build our land, to build our community, to build our healthcare system. And you Negroes is out here clapping over this shit that's really pointless. Y'all just responding like that because these people was white. We ain't responding to the fact that it's actual Black men out here that's losing their lives trying to protect Black women. Huh? Where's the clapping at for that? We're not responding properly, right? When we're seeing men that are probably not the best people that are turning their lives around right in front of us. You want to know why? Because we're not on code. We are not practicing peace amongst each other. So when we see the violence lash out towards someone else, we think that it's a sense of what? Solidarity. That we're finally standing up for ourselves. That may be true in one sense of the word, but in reality, you know what? Those people that's over there that's on the west side of Chicago, huh, that's having to deal with their rent, being triple X'd, and they're economically disenfranchised, and their net savings is about a negative $121, and they have to go to work every damn day to feed their family, and they don't know what the hell to do. Oh yeah, it gets real. Or how about the Black people that's in Dallas, Texas, that they rent and went up times four because guess what? They weren't coached to buy the land. I'm tired of sitting up here because at one point in time, y'all, I'm going to keep it real with you. I was on point at the finger at the white man, too. And I know we could do a whole lot of pointing. But guess what? It's time to step with action. I'm a homeowner. I talk about that, too. Being a homeowner is a struggle. But guess what? There's people out there with PhDs, 2 degrees, college degrees, well educated. Guess what they doing? Begging Joe Biden to get rid of those student loans and begging him to bring down that damn interest rate on their mortgage. They complaining because guess what? In actuality, the people that's educated and quote unquote middle class, you got to be faster than that. The majority of those people are living check to check too. Because guess what? They didn't buy the land. So now we have these foreign investors coming through and they're just saying, you know, we finna squeeze these people till it ain't nothing left. So the whole idea of black excellence is being put to the test daily. Daily. We are in survival mode, but we're out here trying to determine whether it's okay for a man to wear a dress or not. And what he identifies with. If y'all don't knock this bullshit off. Because guess what? Whenever you talking about this, whenever you talking about that, ain't none of these people will never say. You can listen to them and they can have all of this lingo and all of these new nouns and pronouns and words and you know what? You should be doing this and you should be doing this and they're trying to intellectually shame you just to get on their path and their agenda. You know what? One thing, if you really listen to them, you know what? One thing they'll never say, this is what we need to do as black people. They won't say that. At the end of the day, you can listen to them and like, this person is really interested in this and this. I mean, and they going off yelling and cussing and doing all this type of stuff. You won't never hear them say, this is what we need to do as black people. We need to be black first. We need to look out for us. You won't never hear them say that because you want to know why? They're so concerned about that specific group that they're speaking in, that that's all they care about. It's almost like they're really and truly that group that they're speaking about has consumed them. Oh, I'm a single mother. Or I'm a divorced black man. Or I'm a single black man. Or I'm trans this, or I'm LGBT this, or I'm a black feminist, or I'm a black woman. It's so many different things. I'm a black nationalist and I'm a black this and I'm a black that. Man, look, are you with us or not? Leave all of that shit behind. Be that when you go home. We don't need that right now. Do y'all understand what I'm talking about? Can you really, really, really think about what it would be like if we even treated each other with respect? You never hear nobody say that. Hey man, you know what? It's time that black people start respecting what? Other black people. Simply by just saying hello. Our code of conduct is, wow, it's questionable. How we address one another. It used to be, if you see children, it used to be they'd be like, you know, if they see an older person, yes, ma'am, yes, sir. Now, they tongue just as slick as the other person's. We out of order. But we wonder why that we always struggle. Even if we were in chains, right? that still has nothing to do with how we treat other black people. It is people. Just go look on Instagram, on and listen. Just go look around. And you can see the level of moral disrespect that's coming out of other black people's mouth when they talk to other black people. We're not going to even talk about the black on black violence. Yeah. So when we see something like that, it lifts our spirits because guess what? We're going through so much in our day-to-day life and the bullshit that we have to deal with other black people. When we see that, it gives us a sense of like, hell yeah. Finally. Nah, bro. I mean, that happened a couple days ago. Turn the page. That ain't nothing. It's not. Because in reality, it may have had a mental imprint. But I'm going to let you know something. I would much rather see, and not to say that I wanted this man to get beat up, because I didn't. But I would like to see more of this. And in regards to, hey, young man, or hey, man, you know what? It would be really cool, bro, if y'all stopped shooting at each other. And mean it. And they listen. And they put the guns down. Damn, man, you know what? I don't know. We was waiting on somebody to tell us. We just didn't what understand. You know, this is the real way you get money. And they listen. You see what I'm saying? That's real. That's tangible. That's something that we could build off of as a people. But guess what? It hasn't happened yet. But I am praying for the day that we as a people can really, really see our potential through our struggle. I've been watching a whole lot of African leaders, and I'm just listening to these people speak, and I'm talking about this is what gets me upset with the black leadership and with the mindset of black people. Because guess what? Those people over there in Africa, they're not playing. And they know, one thing that they do know is this. That when in the next 30 years, the continent of Africa is going to be the dominant population. Everything is going to be there. And they are preparing themselves. Not only, it's a healing process. They're acknowledging the racism. They're acknowledging, right, the colonialism. They're acknowledging these things. And they understand, they're starting to understand that, hey, look, if we do this right, we could easily put out the next generation in a better position. Who in Black America right now is talking about that? As a matter of fact, we're doing the exact opposite of that. We're not talking about putting our children in a better position to dominate for the next 100 years. These are the conversations that they're having. What? We can't even see past next week, let alone the next 100 years. Our thinking is backwards, literally. And this is the reason why I had stated, you know what? In regards to reparations, I understand it is cool. But it may be time to look past that. It may be time to look towards something different. Even though these people promised it to them, man, these people done did so much to us. The system has done so much to us so negatively. It may be time to even, maybe that may be the title of my next podcast. It may be time for black people to move past reparations. Mentally move past it. To mentally heal from the racism that happened to us and say, look, if we have made it this far, we have to keep going. Because I can let you know something, right? And my mind is opening up as I speak. I think that that's something that they actually depend upon as well. If the conversation about reparations has continued, then guess what? How far will they look into the future? This is the reason why. And this is what I'm starting to feel. This is the reason why that we're not able to look at different things, is because, you know what, when it comes down to certain subjects, the trauma, the mental trauma, is so hard, that hurdle is there, and we just start getting up, and then before you know it, we're right back down. We got to overcome that trauma. We got to get past it. We got to get over that hill. We gotta crawl up the mountain regardless of what's going on. Do y'all understand what I'm saying? And see, mentally, I already know what black people felt. Because I'm black and I felt it. You know, we whooped them white people ass. That's what the fuck they get. Right? So we immediately reverted back to our slave trauma. Because that was a representation of the Jim Crow, the police, and slave masters all at once. Am I lying? It was an emotional, psychological response. These are things that trigger us as a people. But what about everything else, y'all? What about our babies that are being born? Unhealthy. What about the women that we lose in the emergency room when they're having the babies? What about the black boys that are out here that are struggling? What about our family that has degraded? Our large families. The black American family was so beautiful. I was talking to my cousin the other day. My grandmother and grandfather had 13 children. 13. We have people these days that are telling women that they're not strong enough to father three or to birth three women, three children. They are doing this because this is something that they already knew, and this has been known for the longest time. If black people are to reproduce, that is negative to us, because the more of them of them it is, then the more challenging that it's going to be in the future. If y'all listen to my podcast, I talk about abortions all the time. It's not okay. It's not cool. But guess what though, right? You know what they'll tell black women? It is cool though, and it is okay to do. Go manufacture your body. Yes, you could get new titties and you could get a new ass. But they'll tell you at the same time, though, you know what? Don't have that damn baby, though. And by the way, guess what? When you, some of them that's going down there, that's getting those operations, guess what they doing, y'all? They dying. They dying. Do y'all hear me? Is anybody out there? I know y'all listening because y'all know at the end of the day, and some people may not like this, but it's the truth. It's to the point right now to where, and I can't speak for, I'm not going to speak for nobody else. I'm going to speak simply for black people. We're so disconnected as men and women to where we don't even want to marry each other no more. We would rather spend $100,000 on the wedding to save up all that money. Spend $100,000 on the wedding to go to Jamaica, have a destination wedding, be out there in the sand and all this type shit. And then you come back to apartment B on 7th Street. Is you a... And then start going at each other's heads about where the money then went. Then here comes your disrespect. Now, you know what? You want nothing from the beginning. I'm gone from you. We're not building families. See, this is what being black first is about. Families. Responsible, intelligent black families. Even the tradition that we used to have about going to our grandmother's house on Sunday, people don't even do that no more. When was the last time that you actually sat down with your family and told everybody, hey, look, turn that TV off, lock that door. We finna have dinner as a family. Turn off that phone. We're just gonna have dinner as a family to enjoy ourselves as a family. This is the reason why that there is a disconnect between the mother, the son, the father, the sister. This is the reason why the toxicity is able to come through our households and pull everything apart, because we're not spending enough time together, loving on one another. That's being black first. This is the reason why that there's no communication pattern amongst our families. Because guess what? When you come home, you've been working all day, you go in the room. When he come home, you know what, I'm tired. Your food is in the microwave. Okay, now he got, you ain't spending no time with your kids. You don't know what they going through at school. You don't know what they got to go through on a day-to-day basis. You don't know what they feeling. You don't know what their dreams are. You don't know what their aspirations are. You don't know any of that. But then when some bullshit happened, you know, I can't believe my child did that. The reason why you can't believe it is because guess what? You never invested the time. So therefore, you don't know as a black parent. That's being black first. A couple of white people being getting beat up because they was drunk and ignorant, that don't mean shit. That's not a win. Those people getting their ass whooped is definitely not going to improve your own personal, financial, spiritual, family situation, community situation. It didn't do nothing. Do y'all hear me? Man, I appreciate y'all tuning in, man. I really do. I really do. This is the outlet for me. I love it. I love it. This is one of the main things that I love. I love cooking and I love speaking. This is just who I am as a person. It was embedded in me, I guess, my whole life. I would like to say, you know what, maybe this is even my calling. I don't know. But when I seen that and I seen how many times people shared it, and when I'm like, what's the substance that we actually getting out of this? There's another power, y'all, that we have, that we have to tap into. There's another gear. There's another level that we have not discovered. And on top of that, we are close. The moment that we stand together, we don't have to be against nobody, but stand together. Togetherness is a power dynamic. We're the only people that really don't understand that. You want to know why? Because we're so busy with these other interests. And I heard something today or the other day. There's a reason why these other countries, it's a reason why these places look like. If you ever notice, you know what? Ain't too many people penetrating China that don't look like Chinese. The same thing with Saudi Arabia. Same thing with the United Emirates. The same thing that's in Russia. All these places, because guess what? They vibe off of togetherness and cultural boundaries. So the things that we allow in our community, you could never do that there. That's the reason why that woman got her ass locked up. Because she wasn't. They saying that she a bad person, all this. Okay, woo, wop the bam. But she wasn't culturally aware. See, the things that we allow to take place in our own communities, in our own homes, because we ragdolling around every damn well. In other places, it don't work like that. Now, there is a pecking order. Please believe it. And see, this is what we have to understand. These people are powerful, right? Because of that. I guarantee you, you know what? There was a time, and I don't want to get religious on y'all because, you know what I'm saying, I'm finna end the podcast, but there was a time in Sunday school. There was a girl Sunday school and there was a boy Sunday school. And back in the day in the black churches, right? Boom. The women sit on one side and the men sit on one side. There was a reason for that. Because guess what? They didn't want to confuse the children, number one. And number two, the male leadership, iron sharp as iron, with the male leadership, and the same thing with the women. It was a pecking order. So if you were in Sunday school, you were able to be developed educationally and you were being taught by somebody that was educationally smart enough, right, to bring you on from a boy to a man. That's the reason why at one point in time, all the women, they wore their dresses. They didn't wear skirts. You couldn't see they thigh meat, as Young Scrappy would say. You walk in church right now, shoot, man, you might see a woman tattoo. You might see a flower coming right here above her knee. What is you wearing at the church for? Because guess what? I ain't going to lie to you. Now we understand. Hey, guess what? That is provocative. And it takes and it could potentially take away. Because once you see it, you can't take it back. That could potentially take away from the actual service. And then you got a whole nother conversation going on. Ah, look at them people. Look at them church people. And I, you know, it's ridiculous. We need to bring order back. Call me conservative. Call me crazy. Call me whatever. Even call me a lie. You could do that. But guess what? The truth had never hurt nobody, regardless of when it come. I'd like to thank y'all, man, for tuning in to the Chicken and Kool-Aid podcast. Again, I'm your host, Jerome. Man, we're on volume number 10, season number 2. You know what I'm saying? I may not be as consistent as I need to because I have other things going on. I have a full-time job. I, you know, got a YouTube channel, you know, that I'm trying to get off the ground and different things like that, man. But I love y'all. Thanks for tuning in. And guess what? If you want to be involved, you want to be a part of the show, man, it's nothing, but you can send me a message. VirtualHustle77@gmail.com. You could do that. You can look me on Facebook, Jerome Thornton. All right. Thornton Media also. Virtual Hustle on Instagram. Even though I'm really not active on Instagram, you can still do that. Man, I appreciate y'all for tuning in, and y'all have a great night.